It is 7:38 on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We are looking at about, 30 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. Our next guest traveled far and wide, all the way across the Catawba River to be here. Of course, from Fort Mill, York County Councilman Tom Audette. Good to have you with us this morning.
Good to be here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Swing in a little bit.
Okay.
Get that mic right there so everybody can hear what you're saying. But we're in here to talk about what's happening with York County.
Yeah, Tom, you're the chair of the York County Health and Environmental Protection Committee.
Correct.
One of, I assume, many committees within York County.
Yeah.
And before we talk about your agenda, tell us a little bit about this committee and why you wanted to get involved in it.
Sure.
Sorry, I saw out of your mouth, instead of agenda, all I heard was your gender. And I thought, oh, that's so 2022.
You know,
Did you know we were going to go there?
I did not know that, but you know, it's
father just, of how many daughters?
That's right, five daughters. There you go. Absolutely.
That's all we need to know.
Yeah, that's it. Well, first of all, thanks for having me here this morning. I appreciate this. So we had a very good meeting last night. So the committee itself is made up of myself, also Robert Winkler, Allison Love on the committee. It's exciting to have this opportunity, again, to get together. And we had some very good discussions last night in regards to the committee. The committee looks at, obviously, health. You look at opportunities from within the agriculture environment. We've got, as a committee, we're going to be overseeing the activities of the parks.
It's a big hot button.
It is a big hot button, yeah. And it's exciting. We've got seven new parks, existing parks, but some that we're building out, with our new park down on the Catawba River, exciting there. A lot of activity. Again, we've got Nanny's Mountain, which we'll talk about.
Mm-hmm. And an official name for the Catawba Park.
Which was Riverbend. Yeah. Riverbend, but it's now...
Yeah, Catawba Preserve. Yes.
And so it's going to be Catawba Preserve.
Yeah. Correct.
So when we say Catawba Preserve, this is... what you're working on.
Well, you know, and again, that's just one of many.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. One of seven.
Okay. Yeah. So a couple of things you all discussed last night, Thursday, was discussion regarding a potential health screening day in York County.
Yeah.
So give us a little background on that.
So we, as part of the meeting, we had Dr. David Kelly come in and did a great overview of the county. As we look at the county, again, the county itself on an average has a better life expectancy in York County than we do nationwide. That's exciting news, right? You start breaking down some of the dynamics behind the health factors when you look at, exercise, when you look at, based on access to health care in the area. We're working towards meeting a lot of those dynamics. It's exciting when we look, and again, mentioning parks and exercise, quality of life, when we look at our RFATS or CMAC TAPS program, there was an additional $10 million moved from the state over towards towards bike paths for this region. So we're looking to expand the health, expand the quality of life in the area. And again, those were kind of some of the dynamics that we talked about from within there. Now, on March 25th, there's going to be a data walk, and it's part of DHAC. They're going to be coming to Rock Hill, and as part of that, there's going to be information that they're going to look at, what are areas of opportunity from a health perspective, from whether it's blood pressure, et cetera. So we're going to be, myself along with some of the other council members, are going to be at that meeting. We're going to look at the dynamics of what we're going to look for, and then we're going to look to set a screening day across the county. Now, again, this is something new. It's something that we're trying to push for as part of the committee, but that's kind of a high-level overview.
Data walk. Is that what you just said?
They call it a data walk.
That's pretty cool. But you're not walking. No. You're letting your eyes and your fingers kind of walk through the data.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be interesting. And again, DHAC is presenting this data for us. And then from there, we can come up with the understanding of where we think would be the best places.
It's not kind of serving as a snapshot in the moment of where we are health-wise in the county. I mean, that's kind of what the goal is.
Yeah, and I think too, and I think there's different areas. You know, if we're going to do a general screening, we'd understand where this focus should be.
Gotcha. We're speaking with Tom Audette from York County Council. He's the chair of the York County Health and Environmental Protection Committee. The committee met last night, Thursday, discussed several things. Another thing, the ongoing discussion of an agriculture training center in Western York County. So this has been the agritourism center idea. It has always been a topic of conversation.
Sure.
But of late, it has seemed to pick up momentum. So where are we on this process?
Well, so Watts Huckabee came in and spoke with us and Adam, and they did a very good presentation, talked about, you know, what their vision is in regards to this. And I know this has been something that's been discussed for quite a few years. So we took away from information that we're going to bring back to council and speak about, which is very, very unique and very nice, because about 3 weeks ago, we met with the Farm Bureau too, had a nice awards banquet event over there to really make sure we are clearly partnering with our farmers, you know, and because it's such a critical piece to our county and to preserving land into, you know, getting that quality of food. You know, and we saw with the, you know, COVID event how farmers in this area just played a major role in supplying quality food. Mm-hmm. The other piece of that I want to mention is that Worth Mountain, we do have activity going on at Worth Mountain. Now, this really syncs in well with what, you know, the activity of what we talked about last night. And we're at Worth Mountain. We're looking to form a citizen council. Mm-hmm. And as part of that, it's looking at agriculture opportunity for 4-H out there, et cetera. So I think there's a lot of synergies.
Is there as much popularity with 4-H clubs as there used to be? I don't hear as much, but I know that when you learn what farmers and Farm Bureau do, you realize that there's a whole group that are learning how to shear sheep and, you know, ride horses and wrangle cows and all that kind of stuff. But I mean, the 4-H club, that used to be one of the most popular clubs at Fort Mill High School. Is it still?
Or well, is it there's plenty of activity out there around it, but I think it's kind of like a field of dreams, like you build it and they come, right?
Gotcha.
You know, and I think that, you know, again, great group of people. These farmers are doing a fantastic job, and again, we want to work with them.
Tom, the Agriculture Training Center in Western New York County, do we have a location? Do we have what will be offered there? What does that plan look like at this point?
In general, it's the plan that was suggested. Mm-hmm. Again, there's for what they're looking at, there's not a property for it at this point, right? But I think that the requirements would be first to look from a study perspective of what may go there, what would really be a good fit for this, for a property once it's been identified. So that's being looked and talked about. At the same time, this Worth Mountain opportunity, it really is a great opportunity because we own that property out there. There is an existing barn out there. And from a education standpoint, too, from ag ed, you know, there would be ability to grow that too. So, again, there's a lot of synergies with that going on, which we can offer to them. So,
and, of course, you guys discuss Nanny's Mountain Master Plan. And kind of bring us up to speed, if you can, real quick, about Nanny's Mountain and the master plan idea.
Yeah, so there's a good video, which I shared with you. Mm-hmm. Nanny's Mountain, again, is a park, you know, out towards the Clover area. It is a beautiful walk up top of this mountain. A lot of history as part of it out there. And what we're looking to do is add in trails, add in like a historical tour of what they did up there. And
I want to know who Nanny is.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry.
And the views on top of the mountain are beautiful. Again, this is one of seven parks, but again, we are in the process of looking at preliminary plans for that. Now, there will be public feedback that we're going to be taking prior to taking our next step in this process. But again, it's a beautiful location. It's exciting to have, you know, access and, again, our quality of life, quality of living.
And what is the timeline on getting a master plan that would have to be approved by council, I would assume, the entire council?
Yes.
The timeline on that?
Well, right now we're looking at our taking public feedback right now.
What they want to see in the
Yeah,
part of the
what they
plan.
Want to see, right, okay. Exactly. So we're probably looking about another 2 months, probably a month or two of taking public feedback on this. And then we're going to establish a date to bring the preliminary plans in front of the entire committee
or councils. Because currently you could just walk it now, like – If folks
are
not familiar.
There are some trails out there, but there'll be, you know, additional parking spaces, ranger station, it will be really refined and nicely laid out.
Will these projects be developing simultaneously, or will it be, you know, just this one's kind of like pennies for progress? You know, you always got something going on, but you have a priority set in times of a timeline and delivery date. What do you foresee that looking like?
Well, there's going to be simultaneous.
There's
going to be some parallel processing going on here in regards to how we're, you know, working towards. Because with the Catawba Park that we've got that we're moving forward with, we recently re-upped Ebenezer Park. The amount of people going there has been fantastic. Mm-hmm. And so, again, we have Memorial Park, a lot of activity that's going to be going on there. So, yeah, a lot of parallel.
And before we leave, I know we're pushing up against our break here. Yeah. Let's talk, if we can, real quick about redistricting.
Yeah.
Because the plan presented, you basically right now represent Fort Mill, but we've learned in redistricting that you want equal representation, and you can only do so much given the growth there in Fort Mill.
Sure.
Your area and the proposed redistricting plan is going to basically split. There'll be two people representing Fort Mill and the Tigaque area.
Correct.
Just weigh in on that if you can.
Yeah. So we've had a lot of different meetings on it. We just did our second reading in regards to it. And the information that we've come out with second reading is public, and people can go in and see that. Now, you know, when you look at redistricting, on an average, we're looking to have 41,000 per district. Okay. And that's, you know, based on seven council members, and you divide it out of roughly 270,000, roughly, in the county. Now, currently, my district was 54,000. So there's a lot of shifting going on. But based on our latest reading, we would basically have west of 77, and then east of 77 would be the new council seat. It would be both, so you'd have two people in Fort Mill.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you're meeting the demands of the people, and it comes with growth. So that's great to be part in that process. Tom Audette is a York County Council member, and we certainly appreciate, Tom, the update from the Health and Environmental Protection Committee and all the things we've talked about. A lot of it's on social media, so you can be up to speed yourself. Tom, thanks so much for your time, sir.
We appreciate it. Thank you for having me
today. No problem.
Excellent.